Now, an update on the special registration program set up by the U.S. government for some non-immigrant visitors, mainly Muslim and Arab males. It required men and boys from 25 countries to be interviewed, photographed, and fingerprinted. Just weeks ago, the program was partially suspended. Critics said it had achieved little. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Nearly 300,000 men have been registered, either at ports of entry or at local immigration offices. Garrison Courtney of Immigration and Customs Enforcement says this simple fact spells success.
We now know where 290,000 people are. We didn't know where those 290,000 people were before.
Courtney admits the program has not led to a single arrest for any terror-related charge, but he says 143 men were found to have previous criminal convictions, and he contends that special registration was not just about terrorism.
We want to bring that integrity back to the system that hasn't existed. And this is something that basically says, hey, if you come to the United States, there's a law that you have to follow, just like an American going to any other country. If you don't follow that law, you could be subject to deportation.
The administration bills special registration as a pilot for a much wider registration system that kicks off next week. But immigrant advocates call it discriminatory and say it backfired by alienating communities crucial to the war on terror. Crystal Williams of the American Immigration Lawyers Association says the program also has overwhelmed an already crowded immigration court system.
And with an agency that is plagued by the kind of backlogs that this agency is plagued by, to have diverted that amount of resources into something that has had no noticeable payoff in terms of making us safer is shameful.
Fear of the registration program sparked an exodus. Several thousand men, mainly Pakistanis, who were here illegally, returned home or applied for refugee status in Canada. Nearly 14,000 other men who did register were put into deportation proceedings. Many face wrenching choices about whether to leave behind American wives and children. Some, though, may be able to stay after all. Like many immigration lawyers, Sohel Mohammed says about half his clients had applied for green cards under a previous amnesty and never should have been detained.
Once we go to the court, immigration court, the judges are basically looking at these and saying, why is this person before me to begin with? Why are we wasting our resources?
Lawyer Kamal Nawash says other men have been bankrupted by lawyers' fees and find the prospect of losing the American dream too wrenching. They've skipped out on their final deportation hearings.
They're broke. The reason they came here basically failed, which is to save money. And so now all of them are saying, well, you know what? We're not leaving.
Nawash says in recent weeks he's called a number of his special registration clients to no avail. They've gone into hiding. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.